From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. According to officials from the Missouri Department of Conservation, the state may see a limited elk hunt in 2020 if the animal's population continues to grow. One department official said a limited hunting season could be used to manage the elk herd if three criteria are met. There needs to be at least 200 elk, the elk herd has to have a growth rate of at least 10% for three consecutive years, and there needs to be a ratio of at least 25 bull elk for every 100 females to ensure growth. Aaron Hildreth of the Department of Conservation says the state has already met two of the criteria and the herd may reach 200 elk in the next 2 years. A Washington University study reports decriminalizing marijuana doesn't necessarily lead to an increase in adolescent use. The study also revealed a sharp decline in drug-related arrests in states that had reduced penalties for marijuana possession. Study author Rick Grusha is a professor of psychiatry at WashU. He says the overall and individual patterns were very similar for all five states that decriminalized marijuana.
The policies that the states adopted were very homogenous, so we got a chance to look at the same natural experiment five times over. And in each of those five cases, we saw the policy did what it was intended to do, which was reduce involvement of marijuana users with the criminal justice system.
Around 200 people attended a community memorial service in Branson yesterday for the 17 people killed in the Missouri duck boat accident. Among those present were survivors of the accident and friends and family of the victims. A patrolman was present to guard the privacy of the more than a dozen survivors, but he allowed a woman carrying roses to deliver them to the loved one of an Indiana family that lost 9 members during the incident. Steve Martin, a fire chaplain, said that although most of the victims were visitors, they, quote, are not strangers to us. After the boat's sinking last Thursday, a former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board said duck boats aren't designed for commercial recreational use. And Senator Claire McCaskill said she'd examine legislative solutions to increase safety of amphibious vehicles like duck boats. Ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft have suspended a driver who recorded hundreds of St. Louis area passengers without their permission and live-streamed the video. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported 32-year-old Jason Gargak of Florissant, Missouri, has given about 700 rides in the area since March. Almost all have been streamed on the live video website Twitch. Gargak said he was trying to capture natural interactions between himself and passengers, but some riders said they felt their privacy had been violated. After the story was released, Uber said it was suspending Gargak's account and Lyft said it deactivated him as a driver. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.